This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Back again for a Football Friday. Wait, no. On the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Ike, it's not a Football Friday.
It's not?
It's just a Friday.
Well, well, you're a two-time champion.
Yes.
You can make it Football Friday
All
if
right
you want
then.
To, Brother Spike. Brother Spike, how you doing? It is Friday. It's taking us a while to get here. 7 days exactly, but we are here. It is Friday.
Yep.
And I'm feeling good, man. Listen, we're heading into the weekend. Listen, this has been a tough week to get through. Not a whole lot going on all week sports-wise, right?
Yep.
Not a whole lot going on. Sixers got back on the court last night.
Wasn't good.
Damn it, man. I wish they had stayed off for one more night.
Yep.
But I'm here. Buzzkill is back at the station. Buzz, I don't know how big of a baseball fan you are, but baseball starts tomorrow in Clearwater. Holla at your boy.
What's up? I'm real excited. Favorite sport? Well, usually when you say holla at your boy, you're not supposed to jump in. I heard Fran screwed that up yesterday, so I thought Spike was about to talk.
Well, but he said holla at your boy, and you just, there was like...
But sometimes it's a, you know, it's a rhetorical holla at your boy.
No. It's a real holla. You got to holla.
No, I'm
Buzz,
fired.
How many times have you done this show, Buzz?
Yes.
2 days ago, you hollered at me. I didn't say anything.
All right. Okay. Oh, boy. There we go.
Anyway, I'm fired like, up about the Phils. Like, they're my favorite sport.
Don't be that way all day today.
It's like we never left. It's like we never left. So this is Jack. You hear Buzz there. Jack Fritz is out. He will return on Monday. And I start with AJ from yesterday, Ike. We played some of the clips of AJ Brown on the Kicking It With D podcast. We haven't figured out which D it is. Mm-mm. It is not D Brown. It's not D Snyder. It is some D. And... D-E-E. And one clip we missed was this one, him talking about the adjustment of the offense from this year to next year. Here's what AJ said.
You know, we don't know who's going to be the OC yet, but, you know, there definitely going to be some changes. You know, we have to change. You know, we just won. You know, everybody has the film on us.
Exactly.
So,
yeah,
we got to adapt, you know. So, we're not afraid of that. We've been doing that each and every year, but... You know, this time it may have to be a little more drastically, you know, but you know, it's a part of the game. It's a part. That's what we do.
So he said the offense this year or next year in 2025 has to change more drastically than it has before. And I agree with him. Mm-hmm. We won the Super Bowl this way, for sure. And I think part of the reason that the offense needs to change drastically is what he said, is that when you are the big dog, when you beat everyone the way that you beat them, everyone's going to be studying ways to beat you, right? And I think, to an extent, the offense has been pretty similar for three consecutive years, right? This is just the first year they ended up winning a Super Bowl with it, and it was the first year they had Saquon. I think the second reason is that we have to be honest. We love Saquon. We love Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. But I think we have to be honest about what we can expect from Saquon Barkley next year. And I'm not trying to wish something into the world. I'm just trying to be honest about it. Yeah. Saquon had 507 touches.
That's a lot.
This year, 507. And I went through, and this is only a few of them. And it's not every one. But I went through all of the running backs who had a combined 400 or more touches in a season, regular season and playoffs. Mm-hmm. And 70% of them the next year is not good. You have Natron Means in 94 was injured all year the next year.
Oh, man, Natron!
Terrell Davis tore his ACL the next year. Jamal Anderson tore his ACL the next year. Mm-hmm. Edgerrin James tore his ACL two seasons later. Sean Alexander in 05 broke his foot the next year. Larry Johnson in 06 was injured most of the next year. Michael Turner in 08 ended up with just 178 touches. We know about DeMarco Murray. We know about Christian McCaffrey. The truth is that the way that we won games this year is not, we're not going to be able to do it again. So not only are we going to have to throw the ball more effectively, I actually think they're going to have to start thinking about, do we get a back to split carries to a certain extent with Saquon? And I think they did it this year, and we assume they'll have a good defense next year. But I do agree with A.J. Brown that the offense is going to have to change drastically next year.
Yeah, I don't know what drastically means, right? It sounds like a complete 180 or something, where you're just going away from what made you successful this year. I do understand those numbers. Those numbers concern me as well when it comes to Saquon. Having someone else to be able to shoulder the running back load next year certainly going to be or should be a priority. I don't know if that's getting somebody in the draft. Listen, I'm excited about Will Shipley. He's going to be an exciting white. But he hasn't done it yet, and so we don't know what his workload would look like next year. Is he ready to take on sort of that workload that Kenny Gainwell had during his career here? And, yes, the passing game is going to have to be a little more prominent when it comes to play calling. But I'll ask this. I'm not sure how many Super Bowl champions change their offense or defense drastically the following year. When something has worked for you as a formula, you don't usually completely deviate from what made you successful the year before. So, you know, when the Cowboys were running with Emmitt Smith, they didn't all of a sudden try to turn Troy Aikman into John Elway or Dan Marino. They just continued to win the same way they had been winning, by giving the ball to Emmitt Smith. Now, granted, Emmitt was younger, so that makes a huge difference. Yep. Man, I understand that.
It was the first part of Emmitt's career, not the end of Emmitt's
career.
Yes, it
was on Emmitt's rookie contract, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
So, yeah, I completely understand that. And that's why I understand they're wanting to preserve Saquon or finding an alternative to Saquon is certainly a priority for this offense next year. I agree with that. And I think some of that is by way of throwing the ball. But here's what I'll tell you. While I believe Jalen can get back to being 2022 Jalen throwing the football, I'd rather see that version of my offense. In other words, Jalen threw the ball, and they threw it effectively enough to the tune, I think he threw for like 245 yards per game. He had two receivers over 1,000 yards. Your tight end had 700 and something yards, but your running game was by committee. It was Miles Sanders. It was Jalen. I forget who the hell else was our backup with Miles Sanders being here.
I can't remember.
Who the hell was our backup? Was it Kenny Gainwell? It might have been Gainwell.
It could have been.
Yeah, it might have been Gainwell.
He's been in his whole rookie
contract,
what?
It was
right?
Gainwell, because Gainwell was the running back in the playoffs that year.
Oh, right, because there was no Sanders in the Super Bowl. Really.
Yeah,
it was
basically after the first carry, he was gone.
Yep.
So, to me, I would look at our offense trying to be effective that way versus a drastic change to the offense. Now, I don't know what age appreciate it, guys. Yeah, thank you. That's going to be all day. They just started.
Yeah, nobody works on Fridays anymore. Yep.
So, I
go Bears!
I can't even get my thought out. I don't know exactly what the picture of drastic change means in AJ's mind or in your mind, for that matter. I'm just saying, for me, if we can get the offense back to 2022, well, we may not lean on Saquon as much, but I'll take 1,300 yards out of Saquon next year rushing.
Yeah.
You give me a couple hundred, 200-300 passing, I mean receiving, I'll take that from Saquon next year.
215-592-9494. A.J. Brown says the Eagles' offense needs to drastically change next year. Do you agree? Here's the thing that is scary, and I'll tell you what I mean when I say drastic.
Yeah.
Is that we would say that 20 touches a game for Saquon is a significant decrease from this year,
yeah,
right?
What do you have this year?
He had 507 touches in 20 games, so that's more than 25. You know, it's 25 and a half touches a game.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is, if you play 20 games in a year, which Saquon did, that's 400 touches again,
yeah.
Right? So to me, you can't count on that. And the reason that I would go into the year preparing to be drastically different, and I'm not saying throw it 40 times. I don't want to be a primarily passing offense, mm-hmm. but we ran the ball 59% of the time. I think that's got to be closer to 52 or 51, and that means Jalen throwing the ball 30 times a game and not 18 times a game. And the reason I think you have to prepare for that is that if you don't, if we go into next year assuming that we're going to do the same thing that we've done for the last 3 years, mm-hmm. and it doesn't work, then we are screwed. You can always go backwards. And I think Doug sort of showed that, you know, during his tenure. You can always sort of like can adjust on the fly to what you did. They did it this year. They adjusted on the fly. It didn't work. But I think Kevin Petullo, Nick Sirianni have to go into next year with a new plan. And I don't think 2022 is a plan we can think about, because that is on tape too. Like, I think we need to evolve. I think this is a way that Jalen needs to evolve into the next level of his career, into truly being an elite quarterback. I think it's a way the team needs to evolve. And you know this, the NFL is a league of adjustments, and eventually they will adjust to you. And I'm worried about the league adjusting to the Eagles too. And the only other thing I'd say about Saquon, and I'm truly not trying to bump people out, mm-hmm. but even when you look at the 2,000-yard rushers,
yeah,
Dickerson the next year 1,200, Peterson the next year 1,200, Jamal Lewis 1,000, Derrick Henry 900, Terrell Davis 200. You know what I mean? Like, we love Saquon, but we absolutely cannot lean on him next year the way that we leaned on him this year.
Well, one thing I would tell you though, he's a different runner than some of those guys.
He is.
Some of those guys were bruising backs.
Yep.
Jamal Anderson, Jamal Lewis, TD wasn't a bruising back, but TD took on contact. Eric Dickerson was more of a sprinter type of a running back, so he didn't take on a ton of contact. But
would you say Adrian Peterson is the most similar to the guys we're thinking about?
Yeah. 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 Well, hell, Adrian Peterson, that dude was the bruiser.
Right. Yeah.
That dude was looking for contact.
Yes, absolutely.
But Saquon, I'm telling you, it's like, why they don't do it when you start talking? I mean, it seems like when I start talking,
you get everyone eagled up. That's why.
But I could be wrong, but it seems like Saquon never really took on big hits this year. Like, he seemed to be untouched a lot. And with this offensive line, which is why when I switched my free agent rankings order earlier this week, I went back to Becton being number two on my list.
Behind Bond.
With Zach Bond at number one. You keep this offensive line intact. I'm not saying lean on Saquon with as many overall touches as we did this past year, but I think you can get close to 300, 380 touches with Saquon and still be okay and keep him fresh for the postseason. They have to come up. See, here's the thing I'm thinking about with Saquon this year. They have to have one of these rest and recovery plans for Saquon through the first 6 weeks of the season.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
I wouldn't even lean on Saquon early in the season.
Start him off slow,
yes.
Instead of starting
you
him
you want to
off.
Get him ready for November, December, and January.
Right.
Right? We shouldn't have to give Saquon the ball 25, 30 times in the beginning of the year.
No, absolutely not.
He wouldn't touch the field in preseason. That's already a given. He's not going to play in a preseason game. I monitor his touches and workload in training camp, and then I slowly ease him in to get him ready when October rolls around. That mid-October is when now it becomes the Saquon Barkley show. And they got to be able to do that. So that's on the team to sort of have this sort of plan in place that Saquon is stronger late in the season versus relying on him heavy in the beginning, which may mean you need to rely on Jalen in the passing game more early.
Throw the ball. He showed he can do it. Let's keep doing it.
2022, I'm going to give you some numbers on 2022 you may like.
Okay. Oh, is that you're holding that for a minute? You'll give it?
Yeah. I'll give it to you later.
215.
Call that a tease in the business.
215-592-9494. A.J. Brown says the Eagles' offense needs to change drastically next year. I agree.
Louder.
Ike does not. Oh, goodness. Eagles, fine. All right. We do have a next question today, Ike.
What we got, bro?
All right. So the winner of next question today gets a $150 gift card for Wild Fork Foods. Wild Fork Foods is your number one choice for high-quality meats and seafood without breaking the bank. Over 700 items in store and online. Find Philadelphia area locations at wildforkfoods.com or shop online and get same-day shipping. On this day in 1948... But they started drinking early. There's no way they're lasting past 3 o'clock, to be honest with you. On this day in 1948, NASCAR was founded. And NASCAR is something that
is
very popular that I don't get.
Not athletes, yeah, but great sport.
You have to be athletic.
What do you mean? It's a car.
But it's a grind.
Well, look, what type of athleticism is a NASCAR driver?
Strength and endurance. Look,
that's athleticism.
I think it is a little bit. They're more of athletes than golfers.
I knew you were getting ready to say that.
Well, it's true.
I knew you were getting ready to say that.
It's true.
Listen, everybody can't sit in a 200-degree car. I know that.
Yes, that's true.
Going around a track
yep.
100 times or however many times they do.
Yep.
But come on, man. The car doing the work.
Car's doing a lot of the work.
Like a damn jockey being an athlete.
Yeah, they're not athletes. But I will take a NASCAR driver.
The horse is the athlete.
But so for next question today, NASCAR is a popular thing that I don't get.
Yes.
So for next question today, you'll call up with your sports point, but we will ask you, what is something popular that you don't get? Ike, what is something popular that you just don't get?
Popular that I just don't get.
Do you want me to give you mine?
Yeah.
Springsteen.
Oh, you go,
right. Dude, I don't get it.
You don't
it at
like
all.
Springsteen?
I don't like Springsteen. Like he,
oh, man, that's our childhood.
3.5 hour concerts and like none of the songs are really all that good. Like I don't. Everybody here loves Springsteen and it drives them crazy. I don't get it. I like. Not only do I not like it, I actually, like Taylor Swift, I don't like, but I get it, right?
No, I don't get why you don't like Taylor Swift.
I just don't like it. She seems fake. But Springsteen, I don't even get. So
right.
Springsteen is something that is popular that I don't get.
So here's the thing that I've never really gotten.
Okay.
And it's a genre of movie.
Okay.
And it's the whole sword and the sorcerers.
Yes. Like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that whole thing.
Harry Potter.
I've never been into any of that stuff, man.
For dorks. Dungeons and Dragons yes. stuff. Grow up. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, I've never. What's the? Did you say the one? What's the one that was on HBO?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Don't get it.
Never seen an episode.
Don't get it. Don't get it. Don't get. I don't know who anybody is. I don't know what they're saying. All right.
Yeah.
215-5.
Medieval times? Is that, or is that, what would that be?
Well, I think Game of Thrones is supposed to happen like in an alternate like universe or something.
Oh, right? So that's not even, okay. So it's not even real.
No. Game of Thrones is not real.
Oh, I thought it was something that was ancient times.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I think there's dragons and stuff in it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. 215.
Dragons are real, right?
Dragons are real.
Yeah.
Yeah, some dragons.
I've never seen a Komodo dragon breathe fire.
No, I don't think they actually breathe fire. I don't think. I guess I could be. I'll check Twitter. I'm sure there's eight people telling me that.
I don't want to. I had a thing with dinosaurs years ago.
Oh, I remember that. Do you know I've come to your side a little bit on that? We won't talk about that today, but I've thought about that a long time because I thought you were crazy at that point. And I'm just like, well. All right. Does the Eagles' offense
it's
need
Friday.
To change drastically? Corey in Columbus leads us off. You're on WIP.
Come on, C.
What's up, Corey?
Man, there you go, Spike again. You bringing up all them stats. DVOA, how'd that work out for you?
DVOA.
Hey, well, man, dude, this is not DVOA. This is torn ACL.
Listen,
that's not DVOA.
This running back a different breed. Like I told you, this quarterback was a different breed, man. That them stats don't apply to us, but nah, I get what you're saying. So AJ Brown, he's saying something without saying something. We know how AJ feels. What he's saying is that the passing game need to be better next year, which we all agree on that. You know what I'm saying? So like, I don't think you need to like dramatically change the offense. Like if you look at the successful team, like I don't see the Chiefs dramatically changing their offense. You know what I'm saying? Like
they better talent. They better. They scored 22 points a game this year.
Right, but also like I look at the Chiefs, like they lost a lot of talent in their offense. You know what I'm saying? As like the years has gone on and players have declined. I think that has been like Andy Reid's offense pretty much been very similar since like, you know, it's evolved, but like since he's been a coach, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
What the Eagles have to do is they have to be better in the passing attack. I do agree we got to get a running back to take some of the load off. I like Will Shipley. I'm a big Will Shipley fan. You know, if you want to go out there and get a running back, I know a school that got two running backs that carry the
load. Oh, man, your boy ain't going to be there for me. I thought we'd be able to sneak him. I want to trade me on Henderson. That's who I want.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you guys talk about college football?
He might go second round.
All right.
Hey, you weren't here last year's fight. You going to have these draft talk this year.
No, I was here for the draft this year.
Yeah, he was here.
Yeah, I did YouTube big board and everything.
Oh, yeah. Listen, his YouTube big board wasn't bad.
Yeah. I had Bo Nix.
You had the what's-the-name dude in the Saints as your QB1. What's his name?
I did. I had Spencer Rattler.
Yeah,
so I had Spencer. But I had Bo Nix, too.
That's right.
He
but
did.
I agree with
and
A.J.
Penix.
Brown. Like, A.J. Brown want to get back to the, you know, 2022, 2023 A.J. Brown getting the 14, 1,500 yards. And that's okay. You know, you can win Super Bowls that way. I agree with that. But – you also, like, if people, when he says dramatically changed, like, what does he mean? Like I don't want to just go out here and run a completely different scheme where we doing different stuff. Like, you want some continuity with your quarterback and terminology and stuff like that. But if you want to come up with better play design and stuff like that, but dramatically change the offense, like go away from what works, I disagree with that.
Now, I don't know if it's go away from what works, but we're not going to be able to run the ball 60% of the time next year.
Oh, for sure, but okay. you also got to look at too, like teams are going to adjust to us, and we saw what happened with in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl when they did that. If the Eagles come out running the ball and they stack the box like the Chiefs are the top five defense in the league. You're going to get one-on-one favorable matchups, so that's going to change the offense. So even if you throw the ball 20, 25 times, like we put up 40 points. I know we got some turnovers, but even if you take the turnovers off the board, that's still 30 points that we put up with our offense barely running the ball. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jalen's still going to be able to run. Even if Saquon ain't having the big games, you're not going to take away Jalen, Saquon, and the one-on-one pass game. That ain't going to happen because this team is just talented for that. Now, scheming-wise, of course, you know, being better. But I'm not with the dramatically changing. I'm against that.
Sorry, Corey.
We're distracted.
Yeah. Hey,
we still
living off the Super Bowl.
Yeah, some of us are.
Hey, keep going. But I'm going to give y'all my things I don't get.
Yeah.
And I kind of took one of mine. But it was something that I don't get is I don't get Taylor Swift. I'm not a Swiftie. I don't see the talent there. I don't care. Y'all, I don't got no family.
Hold on, you don't see the talent?
You don't see the talent?
Is that what I said? is that what I said? I mean, she okay. She ain't no Beyonce. She ain't no Beyonce. I put that out. She ain't no Queen B.
I agree with you on
she
that.
She ain't no Rihanna.
She ain't no RiRi now. Yeah, she ain't no RiRi.
I ain't got no family for y'all to put no comments in on the restaurant. All that, so okay. I said it. I don't need to see all that.
All right, Corey.
Well, she can sing, though.
She can sing. Yeah, she writes great songs.
Somebody's buying all these records.
Yeah, of course.
Are they still buying records?
No.
Somebody's downloading all
these
records.
Yeah, they stream it. They stream it. Coming up next.
I say that like I don't have Spotify or something.
Right. Like, I don't know how these kids listen to music these days.
Pull out the record player, do the whole thing with the
8-track. All right, 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need to change their offense drastically next year? A.J. Brown says they do. And next question today, what is something popular that you just don't get? Coming up next, Ike, we have to talk about Bryce Harper's new tattoo.
I don't get hanging out at a bar drinking on a Friday afternoon.
At 2 in the afternoon? Singing? It's unbelievable, man. We'll talk about Bryce Harper's new tattoo.
All right.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games and big events are always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. And Ike, you know what? We talk about the pass game needs to improve and might need to change drastically. You know, I'm talking to you at home. Yeah. You might need to improve in the bedroom.
Come on, man.
You might need to change drastically in the bedroom.
Talk to me. I change course.
And if you do that, you use the Blue Chew, buddy. Mm. Use the Blue Chew so you can perform at tip-top shape.
And now everybody's happy. Believe me.
You using a Blue Chew, if there were a QB rating for you in the bedroom with the Blue Chew, you'd be like 137. I think that's a perfect QB rating, isn't it? 141 or 137?
Sounds good to me, yes.
Yeah, Blue Chew's great, man. It is made right here in the U.S., and they prepare it and they ship it direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy.
There you go.
Also comes to you quickly. Also, because it's all online at BlueChew.com, my friend, you know what that means.
That means it's free or it comes in a discreet package.
Both. I mean, the first month is free. Also, no doctor, no weird doctor's appointment.
That's the best part right there.
No way. Waiting in line at the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. It's the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin, but it's chewable and it's all online. So here's what you got to do. You go to BlueChew.com, as Ike just said.
Yes.
It's free for the first month. You might as well try. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially with those guys yelling in the background. You might as well try. You should bring them in your bedroom,
I was going to say, I got some for them.
Yeah. So you do that.
I'll bring it over in a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, you consult with a licensed medical provider. You get your first month free, and then you'll be ready to, Ike.
Chew it and do it.